tell if the most likely clean-up operation led by Scarlett is Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. Oh, it's kicked a miracle. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket.
Good afternoon, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and welcome to another exciting edition of Footy Frenzy. I'm your host, Luke, and I'm joined by my two esteemed colleagues. Jack, how are you?
Good, thanks.
And Lucas?
Good as can be.
Good as can be. Didn't really ask, but that's fantastic. Round 22, what a fantastic round of football. What was the biggest highlight for you, Lucas?
Gold Coast beating Carlton.
And what was the biggest highlight for you?
Yeah, probably Gold Coast beating Carlton, yeah. Okay.
And just for the record, I think one of our expert panelists actually picked Gold Coast to beat Carlton next week. Is that true, boys?
I
think.
Do you know who it was?
Who was it?
Fontaine is the person who's speaking.
Who was it?
I think it was Luke Bertucci.
Yeah, that was me.
I think it was Luke.
I did it. I picked Gold Coast, and I was laughed at by Hugo, who thought that the Bulldogs
and
were going to beat the Cats,
Dylan.
Because Bulldogs beat Cats.
No, they didn't.
In the real world. No, because dogs beat cats, apparently. Well, let's keep going. Boys, before we jump into the AFL, I heard a vicious rumour that you guys may have done something on the weekend.
Yes, we got through to the grand final and... Can you say it?
Yeah, we for the Frankston Junior Footy League, we got through the grand final for the under-11s.
And was it a close game?
Yeah, we drawed and we had to go into extra time.
So you went into overtime?
We only won by 3 points.
You won by 3 points? Yeah. Did you kick any goals, Lucas?
I kicked the first one.
And Jack, did you kick any?
A point.
Kicked a point. But you only won by 3 points, so every point helped. When's the grand final?
This Sunday at 11:50 at Lang Warren.
Yep.
Lang Warren, 11:50 this Sunday. Get down. It's going to be a great game for all. Now, let's jump into the action, boys. First game was Friday night.
Oval 2.
Forget about Oval 2. Let's go into the Friday night stuff.
Yep. Richmond Essendon. Richmond 13-24, 102. Poor goal kicking. Essendon, 8-9, 57. Goals for Richmond. Rewalt with 3. Edwards with 2. McGuan, 2. Asbury, Deledio, Grigg, Martin, Nahas, and O'Hanlon, all singles. Essendon, Monfrey, 3. Brown, Gumbleton, Hurley, Jetta, and O'Brien, singles. The best for Richmond. Tuck, Cochin, Deledio, Hooley, Jackson, Edwards, Rewalt, and O'Hanlon. Essendon, Heppel, Monfries, Hibbard and Cramery. The injuries for Richmond, White with a hamstring and Essendon, Davey with a hamstring and Cramery with a shoulder. And Lucas, some info on the game?
Yes. Richmond has finally killed off Essendon's slim finals hopes with a strong 45-point win, condemning the Bombers to their six straight loss. Following the Bombers' 96-point thumping last week at the hands of Carlton, Coach Jam Herb promised a more competitive performance against the Tigers. But aside from the brief patch in the third term, the Bombers were outclassed and outplayed. The Bombers have now lost 9 of their past 12 games, a fall no more obvious than their inability to compete and keep up with the faster and stronger Tigers on the wider spaces of the MCG. The win was Richmond's 10th of the season and a landmark not previously reached under Damien Hardwick and another indication of its development this year.
Now, yes. Boys, do we mark the Tigers as being a positive year or a negative year? How do you assess their year?
To me, more positive than last year.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen come back.
I've seen it was a pretty good positive, but they're probably negative by getting beaten by Gold Coast.
Okay. So, but overall, not individual things, but the whole season, is it a positive or a negative?
Positive, because they can beat the hard teams.
I think negative.
Okay. And if that's a negative for the Tigers, what do you think about the Bombers' season? Has it been a failure?
Yes. Well, I reckon half and half.
100% negative.
I reckon half and half.
How come, Jack?
Because at the start of the season, they were top of the ladder a few times.
But from where they're finishing now, wouldn't you say that's a negative, that they couldn't maintain it?
Yeah, I guess.
Season's not 10 rounds, it's 23.
Yeah.
Good game. Tigers got the win. Let's move on. Doesn't really have any impact. Let's just focus on the games that have impact on September.
This game was pretty boring. St Kilda, 25-13, 163. To Giants, 5-5-35. The goals for Saints, Milne with three, Malira Wilkes with, and Goddard with triples, Cripps and Mugtanger with doubles, Stanley, Noon, Saar, Del Santo, Ledger, McAvoy, Sipos all with singles, and for GWS, Triola with two, Adams, Kuyu and Hampton all singles, and the best for Saints, Dempster, Montagna, Geary, Sipos, Milne, Goddard and Cripps, and for Western Sydney, Green, Power, Adams, Haynes and Tyson. Please give us some info, Jack.
Yeah, sure. St Kilda Livewire Stephen Milne kicked five goals to set up a low-pressure AFL win over GWS at Etihad Stadium on Sunday. While both sides were missing a number of first-choice players, it was clearly the Giants who felt it most as they staggered towards the end of their debut season. The Saints booted several goals in the first term and 10-4-0 goals, 2 points in the second to be 93 points clear by half time.
Do we really care about this game?
No, because none of them are going to make the eight.
Okay, yeah, nothing.
Positives that GWS can take. Green is a gun. He's going to be an absolute superstar next year. And boys, when you're doing your dream team and super coaches next year, get that guy on your team. Also, hot tip, Rhys Kuyu will be a very good footballer, so get him next year because he'll be very cheap and he'll play a lot more senior football. Let's jump on to the next game, boys.
Yep.
Port versus Lions. Port, 14-9-93. Lions, 16-8-104. Port Adelaide goals. Broadbent with three. Westhoff, two. Schultz, two. Boke, Brett Ebert, Lobb, Paul Stewart, Thomas Young and Wingard singles. Brisbane Lions, four for Brown, three Green, Zorko with three, Beams two, Buick, Lyle, Redden and Reigns all got one. Best for the Port Adelaide, Brad Ebert, Travis Boak, Matthew Broadbent, Justin Westhoff, Chad Wingard, Jay Schultz, yeah. For Brisbane, Jack Redden, Dane Zorko, Simon Black, Daniel Rich, Jonathan Brown and Andrew Rains.
Yes, the info for this match. Brisbane Lions have pulled off a remarkable final quarter heist to beat Port Adelaide by 11 points in greasy conditions at Amy on Saturday. The Power appeared set for their first win under interim coach Gary Hocking when they led by 13 points at the last change after a dominant 6-2 third term. But the Lions kept the home team goalless in the final quarter, coming from behind to win.
Yep. Shall we move on?
Yeah, okay. Yep. This was a good game. Packed house down at SCG, Swans Hawthorn, Swans 14-11-95 to Hawks 15-12-102. The goals for Swans, Goods, Mumford, O'Keefe, Reid all got two. Jack Kennedy, Malcheski, McGlynn, McVeigh, Roberts, Thompson all got singles. And for Hawthorn, Buddy Back, he got four. Burgoyne with three. Suckling, Puopolo got two. Scunston, Shields, and Smith all got singles. And the best for Swans, Keith, Goods, Richards, Kennedy, Hanbury and Grundy, and for Hawks, Burgoyne, Lewis, Birchall, Franklin, Hodge, Young and Sewell.
Yeah, I've got some info on that game. Hawthorn has received a huge pre-finals boost, surging to the top spot on the ladder after beating the Sydney Swans in a pulsating finals-like battle at the SCG on Saturday night. In a match of dramatic ebbs and flows, the Swans flew out of the blocks with four unanswered goals in the first term. Before the Hawks awoke from their slumber with a stunning seven-goal second quarter, the Hawks were 38 points down midway through the second term before emerging victoriously. They were There were six lead changes in a frenetic final term, worthy of the top of the table contest.
Great game of football, this one. If this is a preview of what September's going to offer, we're in for an absolute treat. As Jack said, lead changed six times in the last quarter.
Yep.
Ryan O'Keefe kicked a goal with 80 seconds left to go to put the Swans up by five. Then Burgoyne put the Hawks back up by one. And then Sewell sealed it with a goal from 55. Only his second goal for the season. Buddy, how'd you rate his comeback game? He had four goals, three.
Yeah, pretty good. But I would have liked to see a bit more carry and run.
Okay.
But yeah.
From Buddy.
Good choice from Buddy.
Yeah. He was a little bit rusty early, but hopefully he can get that form back before the finals in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What did you guys learn about Sydney?
They can sort of tire out in the last game or to last
maybe
two
they waste their energy a bit.
Yeah. And what did you learn about Hawthorn?
Their endurance is pretty good.
Yeah.
They can just keep going.
Yeah. They're too good. They got like good stamina. Most of their players.
Okay. All right, well, it was a good game. Let's move on to another game that was supposed to be a good game, but it didn't quite turn out so.
Yeah, West Coast Collingwood. West Coast 15-17, 107. Collingwood 8-10, 58. West Coast goals: Shuey, Kerr, Nat Nui, Hearn, Butler, Ace Elwood, Kennedy, Darling, Marson, Hill, Cox, Embley, Gaff, and Schofield with singles. Yep. Collingwood for solo three, Goldsack, Pendlebury, Sidebottom, Beams and Blair with singles. The best for Collingwood, West Coast. Nat Nui, Kerr, Shuey, Pritis, Butler, Gaff and Glass. Collingwood, Tuvey, Pendlebury for solo, Swan and Beams. And the injuries for West Coast, Cox with an eye, Rose and Rosa with a shoulder. Collingwood, Wellingham with a broken finger, or two broken fingers. And Lucas, yeah, you got some info on the game.
Yes, my mob Collingwood has been sent tumbling out of the four after a Nick Nanui inspired West Coast cruise to a 49-point win in Saturday night's blockbuster down at Paddo's Stadium. Nick Nat was brilliant in the air and at ground level in the 15-707 to 8-10-58 triumph, and would have been an even greater impact had he managed to kick straight. The 22-year-old finished with 17 possessions, 31 hit-outs and one goal three as the Eagles 15-6 leapfrogged Collingwood 15-6 on the ladder by virtue of their superior percentage. It was a superb team effort by the Eagles, who had 14 individual goal kickers, while Daniel Kerr was outstanding in the middle with 36 possessions. Collingwood's 7-game winning run against the Eagles and its 10-game unbeaten streak outside Victoria were broken with the loss.
Fascinating game, this one. Collingwood went out there without Jolly, so they didn't really have a
good ruckman.
They had a ruckman, but they didn't have a good one, and it showed. It really did show. The Eagles ran and carried very well. The injury to Rose is going to hurt. Is Collingwood in trouble, boys? What do you think?
Lucas, no, I don't think
Are you worried?
I'm not. I just think they never played good at Paterson Stadium.
Okay. Jack?
To me, it doesn't really matter on what stadium you play. It's the way you play. And I just don't think they can... If they get out of the top four, I don't think they can hold on.
Are you worried that... I'm looking through the goal kickers and I'm not seeing Cloak or Dawes' name there.
I think Cloak's starting to worry about if he's going to stay with Collingwood.
So you think that's more, affecting his football?
More than his footy.
Okay.
Yeah, and Dawes, I just think, not very much in form.
Okay.
And Cloak, he just needs to really take some good marks, which he takes good marks outside the 50-metre, but he needs to take good ones inside the 50-metre.
He's good contestant, but not a good kick straight. Kid doesn't kick straight.
Is he working hard enough at the moment? There's a lot of criticism that he's not... The effort's not there.
No, I don't think he's putting enough effort into it.
Okay. It was just interesting when you were reading out those scores, Lucas, because it is your mob, Collingwood. You are a Collingwood supporter. Our sound technician, Dylan, was giving you funny faces and kind of laughing at you. But
let me say this to the next game.
Yeah, so Lucas, do you just want to let us know what happened on the next game around?
Yes, Gold Coast 15-8-98 to Carlton 11-20-86.
So hang on, who does Dylan go for again?
I think he goes for Carlton, doesn't he?
That's embarrassing. Let's continue.
What happened, Dylan? Gold Coast, the goals for Gold Coast, Lynch with 4, Caddy with 3, Brown with 2, Ablett, Dixon, Hickey, Horsley, McKenzie and Weller all singles, and Carlton, Betts with 2, McLean with 2, Judd with 2, Waite with 2, Yaron with 2 and Garlett with 1. And the best for Carlton, McLean, Judd, Yaron, Carrazzo, Scotland and Cruiser. And for the Suns, Dixon, Code, Ablett, Bennell, Lynch and Matera. And the injuries for Carlton, McKinnis with a knee, and for Gold Coast, Taylor with an abdomen, replaced in the selected side by Josh Toy.
Tell us about this.
Yep. Good game.
Tremendous win by Gold Coast.
Yeah. Carlton's finals hopes are in disarray. And coach Brett Ratten's job is in jeopardy after the Blues suffered a shock 12-point loss to Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium on Sunday night. Saturday night. In the boil over of the season, the second last Suns all but killed off Carlton's final hopes. It was just the second last placed Suns third win over the year, matching the victory tally from their debut season in 2011. But it was easy, the most famous after limping into the round with a 20 strong injury list and banishing out of form utility Jared Brennan to the reserves this weekend. Remarkably, they completed a 131 point turnaround since the last time they played against Carlton, a 119 point loss in their debut match in round two, 2011.
That's an interesting stat, that the Gold Coast had 20 players out injured. And they dropped Jared Brennan, yet Carlton still couldn't win. Did you enjoy hearing that as a Collingwood supporter, Lucas?
Yes.
I loved it.
What about you, Jack?
Incredible. Just incredible.
It was. I was sitting there watching the Collingwood West Coast game and we clicked across and we were like, oh, hang on, this is probably the better of the two games. Just want to point out a couple of things from that Carlton Gold Coast game if I can. Carlton had 20 more inside 50s and they also had 31 scoring shots to 23. And Carlton's two big men in, what's their name? Oh, Waits and Casbolt kicked 2.9 between them. 2.9. And then they wonder why they lost the game. Not good enough from Carlton. Now, boys, one word answer. Oh, not if you want to discuss it. Will Brett Ratten beat Carlton next year as the coach?
No.
But if you think we'll be there?
Mick Malpass. But if Mick Malpass is, I'm angry because he left Collingwood.
He didn't leave. He was kicked out.
Was he? No, yes, his year was done.
No, he was kicked out. He was told that Buckley was going to be the coach this year and he could stay as a senior person.
Dumb decision.
You think Collingwood should have kept Mick?
Yeah.
Jack, who do you think will be coaching Carlton next season?
I reckon Brett Ratten will stay.
Yeah?
Yeah. But they've had a 50-50 season, but next year they could play a bit better maybe and make finals.
Yeah. If you look at it, he hasn't coached that badly, but Carlton's one of those clubs that they're very reactive. If Mick Malthouse goes to Carlton, Lucas, if he goes, do you expect to see Travis Cloke following him there?
Yes, I think he likes him better than Nathan Buckley.
Okay.
And I reckon Cloke will go to GWS.
Cloke to GWS?
Yes.
Frio or Carlton?
Okay.
No, I reckon GWS because there's been a lot of talk about that. Then it stopped and started again.
And which
again.
Club do you think Kurt Tippett will end up at then?
I think he might stay at Adelaide.
Yeah.
He might, if not, probably Lions.
Yeah, same. I reckon Brisbane too.
Let's jump on to the next game. This was Hugo's favourite game of the round, Gold Coast versus the Doggies. Geelong versus the Doggies.
Yes, Geelong versus the Bulldogs. Geelong, 16-11, 107. The Bulldogs, 11-7, 73. The goals for Geelong. Hawkins with 4, Corey 2, Chapman 2, Taylor 2. Christensen, Duncan, Podziadli, West, Stokes and Hunt singles. For the Bulldogs, Grant 3, Howard 2, Cooney, Jiren Syracuse, Jong, Griffin, Howard and Higgins all with singles. The best for Geelong, Kelly, Duncan, Mackie, Hunt, Taylor and Wright, Bartell and Chapman. For the Bulldogs, Boyd, Griffin, Murphy, Wood, Cooney, Skinner and I might not be able to say this right, but Dejurkura. Yeah.
Jakira.
Jakira, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
And Lucas, I believe you have some info on the game.
Yes, I do. Geelong has tuned up for its critical last round crash with the Sydney Swans with a scrappy 34-point win over the Doggies at Simmons on Sunday. Corey Enright, 29 possessions, and Josh Hunt, 27 and a goal, were the major ball winners for the Cats. The Bulldogs won plenty of the ball. The final possession count was 425 to 385 in their favour, but they struggled to get it past half forward for large periods of the match. Midfielders Matthew Boyd, 46 possessions and 8 clearances, and Ryan Griffin, 37 disposals, 4 clearances and a goal, were tireless as usual, while Adam Cooley showed flashes of his best form. Grant finished with 3 goals, and Zeffy Skinner took a number of strong marks.
Yeah, this Geelong didn't look very convincing. The Doggies had a bit of a chance, like they had a crack, but throughout the season, they have been winning the possessions. I think they're actually still sitting in the top 3 for overall possessions in the AFL all season, but they just it just comes out of their forward line too quickly. They don't have anyone to kick it to at the moment. Lucas, Geelong, can they win the flag?
A little bit of a chance, but probably not.
My only concern is they've had to work so hard over the last 2 months to get to where they are now.
Yeah.
Will they have enough left in the tank when it heats up in September?
I don't think so. All the teams will probably ante it up a bit.
Yeah, and they've got a big game on Sunday against the Swans.
Down at Simmons, isn't it?
Down in Geelong, yes.
I think Swans will beat Cats will beat them.
Okay. Let's jump on to the North Freo game.
Yes, North Freo yesterday. Freo North 12-7-79 to Freo 20-12-132. Goals for North: Thomas 3, Hanson 3, Gibson with 2, McMillan, Bassanak, Harper, and Harvey all singles. And for Freo, Walters, Ballantyne all with 4, Main, McPhee, DeBoer, Mundy, Subin all with 2, Sanderlands and Mzungu all with singles. And the best for North: Swallow, Thompson, McCannon, Attlee and Hanson. And Freo, 5, Sanderlands, McFarlane, Hill, Pierce, Crowley, Mundy, Walters and Ballantyne. And here's your info.
Yep. Fremantle has secured a place in this year's final series, beating North Melbourne by 53 points at Etihad Stadium on Sunday. The runaway win was achieved without skipper Matthew Pavlich, who withdrew before the match with what coach Frost Lyon later said was a corked hamstring and general soreness. Fremantle is now 2 games clear of the 9th place St Kilda and 10th ranked Carlton. With only 1 game to play, it was Fremantle's first win without Pavlich since round 22, 2008, snapping a run of 6 losses and also the first time in its history has beaten the Kangaroos at Etihad Stadium. And, yeah.
Fremantle, played pretty good.
I think, after this game, I don't think they have any chance now, North, to win the flag. Because Freo, they all, without Pavlich and they still bet him.
Yep.
I think they would have smashed if they had Padlet, so they did good. And Petrie didn't have a good game.
No, he did not.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a sort of a freaky sort of thing, but I reckon Fremantle will get to the preliminary final.
Big call.
The top big four
call.
To see who gets in the grand final.
Very big
I reckon
call.
They can.
What impresses you so much about them?
Without Pavlich's big, strong marks and very accurate kicking, I think they played very... very well.
And they held up Petrie as well.
Yeah, Petrie. I don't think Petrie... I think he only scored...
He scored none.
Oh, he didn't score a goal.
Kick one, no. Yeah.
Yeah, if they can shut their main players down, then they can shut down any players down.
Yep. All right, cool. Let's jump on to the last game of the round, which was a very sad occasion.
Yes. Melbourne, Adelaide. 11-15-81. Adelaide, 22-18-150. Adelaide goals: Walker 4, Callanan 4, Dangerfield 3, Tippett 3, Douglas 2, Johncock 2, Petrenko, Riley, Van Berlo, Wright all with singles. Melbourne Green with 2, last game of the season or next
last game of career.
Yeah, career. Yeah, it's very upsetting. Very. Seller with two, Rivers two, Bleece, Howe, Jones, Watts and Spencer with singles. The best for Adelaide, Jacobs, Walker, Thomas, Wright, Tippett, Dangerfield, Callanan, Poflesia and Van Berlo. Best for Melbourne, Sylvia, Bale, Jones, McKenzie and Spencer and Lucas.
And Brad Green.
Yes, and Brad Green, yes. And Lucas, some info.
Yes, the Crows remain in the hunt for a final, for a home final after coasting to a 69-point win over Melbourne at the G on Sunday night, winning 22-18, 150 to 11-15, 81. The Crows have consolidated third spot on the AFL ladder, just percentage behind Hawthorn and Sydney Swans, and will claim a top two berth and a home final next week if they defeat lowly Gold Coast at home and either the Hawks lose to West Coast or Swans lose to Geelong in the final round. In front of a crowd of 18,000, the former Melbourne skipper Brady Green playing inspiring football in his final game put the Demons in front when he slotted his second goal after 20 minutes. The Demons were desperate and in patches dominant, but the Crows' class soon proved decisive factor as they piled on the next seven goals and the 14 of this next 17 to Storm to a 70-point lead at three-quarter time, and they should have let Melbourne win.
Yeah, they should have let Melbourne win for Brad. It's a sad day for the AFL. One of the greats has retired. Long live the glove is all I can say. I know I'm not going to enjoy football as much now that the glove's not going to be running around, but it's been a great career, Melbourne's shortest living captain, and we wish him all the best in any pursuits after football. Adelaide weren't convincing. Melbourne were just terrible. It was a scrappy game of football.
The only highlight was him being taken off.
Yes, that was the only highlight. To sum it up, you look at the third quarter, Adelaide kicked 10 goals four, and then they just put the cue in the rack and kicked 2 goals 6 in the last quarter. So it wasn't a great game. Now, boys, let's move on. The Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week. This is the award all the players are talking about. They're all tweeting about it. It's the one they really want. And Lucas, who is it this week?
It's Sean Burgoyne.
Controversial, but can you tell us why?
Well, he got eight kicks, 18 handballs, 7 clearances, 7 marks, 2 tackles, 3 goals, 2 goal assists, and apologies to Boyd, Griffin, Kerr, Kennedy, Green, Deledio, Pendlebury, and O'Keefe.
And there's a couple more apologies. One to Brad Green. It should have probably been him. Yeah. And secondly, a big apology to Nick Natanui. He played an absolute blinder on Saturday night, but the judging panel just felt the Burgoyne's impact in the Sydney game. He was the difference in the end compared to Natanui, who was kind of... It was a pretty easy win for the Swans, for the Eagles, so we ranked that a little bit higher. Now, let's have a quick look at the ladder, boys. We'll just run through it quickly. We've got GWS in 18th, Gold Coast 17th, Melbourne 16th, Doggies 15th, Port 14th, 13th of the Lions, 12th of the Tigers, Essendon's in 11th. That's terrible. Carlton's in 10th. That's even worse. St Kilda in 9th. Now, the teams that will be playing finals this year are North Melbourne in 8th with 52 points, 7th with Fremantle with 52 points, Geelong with 56 points in 6th, the Magpies are sitting 5th with 60 points, the Eagles are sitting 4th with 60 points, the Crows are sitting 3rd with 64, the Swans are sitting 2nd with 64, and the Hawks are sitting 1st with 64. Boys, I want a prediction of who plays in the grand final. Lucas?
Okay.
If you say Gold Coast and GWS, watch out.
Don't give me money.
Who's playing in the grand final, Lucas?
I'm going to say Hawks and the Crows.
Yep.
And I'm saying the Hawks and the Eagles.
I'm going to say Hawthorn versus Adelaide. Reason being, I've done the ladder predictor and it should be that. Because Adelaide, if they win this weekend, they'll get 2 home finals. They'll be hard to beat over in Adelaide. And if everything pans out the way it should, if Hawthorn beat West Coast, Collingwood wins, it'll be Hawthorn Collingwood first round of the finals. And then Hawthorn will probably eventually play Sydney to get into the grand final, while Adelaide will play either Geelong or Collingwood to get into the grand final over in Adelaide.
Give it a pause.
Go the Pies.
They beat them down in Adelaide before this week.
Yeah, but they were playing much better football than they were now. Guys, that brings us to the end of our show today. I'm really looking forward to our last edition of Team Talk on Friday. Yes, the last real one for the season before we break into the finals. It's going to be a fantastic final round. We're going to learn a lot. Really looking forward to seeing the draw of the finals. Thank you for listening. Make sure you tune into all our other shows. Check out Eclectic on a Wednesday afternoon, which is pretty good, and all the other stuff they've got going. We'd like to thank our producer, Caitlin, who did a fantastic job, and our sound technician, Dylan. He did an all right job. Boys, thank you.
Yep.
We'll talk more on Friday about your grand final on Sunday, because I'm really excited about that one. Hope you guys are.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we'll see you guys next week.
And Instagram.
Teammate has run to touch him.